Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you.
Jojo, Jojo! Super Jojo story time! Mom, let me help you peel the peas! Wow! There are so many peas in the pods!
Yes, baby peas grow in pods. Let me tell you the story, Five Peas in a Pod.
Wow! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 peas. Yay!
Once upon a time, there were 5 baby peas living in a pod. Every day, they sat in a row, basking in the sun. But one day, they felt the pod shake.
Huh? What happened?
A boy had picked the pod. This little boy had a slingshot, and he was going to shoot the peas out of it.
Aha! I like to play with my slingshot, too! Shoot! Bing!
Crack! The pod cracked open, and the 5 peas lay in the little boy's palm. The pea said,
"Let's compete to see who can go the farthest."
Oh, the baby peas want to compete with each other.
The little boy picked up the first pea. The first pea shouted loudly,
"Wow! I'm going to fly out in the vast world!"
After he said that, he flew out. Whoosh! The second pea also shouted proudly,
"I want to fly out to the sun!"
He also flew out after that.
Whoosh!
The next 2 peas jumped onto the ground and rolled with all their might. They said,
"We will definitely go the farthest."
But the little boy also picked them up and shot them. Only 1 little pea was left.
Mom, where does this little pea want to go?
This little pea didn't want to go anywhere. He said,
"I don't care where I go. I'll grow up to be big and strong anywhere."
After he said that, he was shot out too. Whoosh!
Whoosh! Little pea flew away!
He flew to the air, then fell under the window of a house. This house belonged to a mother and her daughter. The daughter had been sick for a very long time. She could only lay in bed weakly.
Oh, she must be very miserable.
Yes. One spring morning, the little girl suddenly discovered a green seedling growing outside her window. It turned out that the pea had sprouted. The little girl was very happy to see the seedling.
Mom, look how well this seedling is growing.
The mother saw how much the little girl liked the little seedling. So she moved her bed closer to the window. She even supported the seedling with a little rod.
Wow! Her mother is so kind!
Yes, The little girl happily observed the seedling growing stronger every day. She slowly grew stronger too. She could now sit up in her bed by herself. The seedling worked hard to climb up the wall, growing many leaves and turning the windowsill into a beautiful little garden.
Come on, little pea!
The little girl became stronger and stronger. One day, the warm sun shone into the room through the window. The little girl was able to get down from her bed and walk. She walked to the window and opened it. Wow! The sun shone on her face, and the wind blew her hair. She saw a purple flower as beautiful as a butterfly, growing among the green pea leaves.
Wow! How beautiful!
The little girl was very surprised. She bent down and kissed the pea flower gently.
Thank you for bringing me hope and joy.
The little pea was overjoyed to hear that. He thought he was the happiest pea in the world.
Yay! Mom, where did the rest of the peas go?
The other peas? Well, the first pea that had wanted to fly out into the vast world fell onto the roof and was eaten by a pigeon. The pea that had wanted to fly into the sun fell into a stinky drain. The two peas that had wanted to roll away the farthest were also eaten by a pigeon.
They all went to different places, but I think the fifth pea is the happiest.
That's right. Bringing hope and joy to people is a very happy thing.
That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.